Yeah, all right.
Take it easy, bud, okay?
Play jazz. I'll play jazz.
Anyway, welcome back to the Phil Henry Show. You want to play jazz?
Yeah, I'd love, like drums and everything.
Well, I doubt seriously, Bud, whether you would ever come up to this level. This is the great Joe Morello playing the drum. Frank and I knew him very briefly.
Joe Morello? Did Frank know him?
And I did, too.
Joe Morello was fantastic. Joe Morello, I understand, had big, thick Coke bottle glasses.
Yes, Joe was a little nearsighted, but he really, as Frank used to say, he could really massage those skins.
Yeah, well.
How do you know Frank was talking about drums?
Something. You are a crude, sick creep. I don't care if you are a general. A dirty, crude, sick creep.
Oh, Margaret, you love it. You love it no end.
You know something? Never mind. I was going to talk about... You're
going to talk about what, Margaret?
I'm not going to say it now.
Come on. I swear to God, man. Give Margaret a break.
I was going to talk about, as a girl, I wanted to learn how to blow one of those. Oh, see? Come here, buddy. Hey! Ow, 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 ow. I didn't touch you, you little... One of these days, Bud, I am going to touch you.
Yeah, you'll love that.
You know something? You deserve everything you get, Bud.
You wanted to put your lips around one of these, huh?
You know, General, one of these days, I will lose my respect for our men in uniform, and I'll give you a roundhouse kick. The only good news, when I throw a roundhouse kick, you can generally see up my skirt before the lights go out. I'm Margaret Gray. Woo! That's right, read it and weep.
Good one, Margaret. Anyway,
what's she say?
She said when she throws a roundhouse kick, the good news is you can see up her skirt before the lights go out.
I don't find anything funny about that at all, Mr. Henry. Quit exaggerating your laugh. You sound like a goon.
Hey, it was funny. Turn it down, Bud, will you? Okay, enough with the Joe Morello. Thank you, Mr. Morello. God bless you, sir. Your service to the jazz. Your service to the jazz world. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, online at TuneIn as well. We are live and we're mobile, Jack. And as I said, we have a primer on our Facebook fan page that'll teach you sort of how to, you know, how to dial us in. And it's not that big of a thing.
You're having to re-educate people, though, Phil. The technology, you know.
No, I understand that. Look, I'm not trying to re-educate every radio listening person in the world. I can't do that. I'm just, anybody that's interested in hearing our show can hear it that way. That's all. But I'm not going to change people from the radio to the, you know, I even talk to people. And I'll say, well, here's how you do it. And, well, yeah, okay, but where? I said, you do own a smartphone. Yeah. And you do carry that everywhere. Oh, sure, yeah. All right, well, it's easier on that than it is on the radio. Yeah, but where is the... So they still, you know, there's still going to be years and years of habits that a lot of people need to break. But I think most of the new audio content listeners are listening to podcasts and listening to... things online now, and more and more people are leaving the radio. I mean, it's like whoever is left listening to the radio are people, I think, of an older demographic, you know.
Well, there's like a lot of old people there. My aunt, you know, my aunt will never, ever listen to anything other than the radio because she doesn't believe in any of that stuff.
No, I know. Your aunt is pretty typical, you know, of traditional... anybody, you know, people like what they like. You're not going to change people, and I don't try to. I suggest. That's what I do. I'm not going to go on a damn campaign to try to get somebody to do something that they're not comfortable doing. But if they want to do something different, and it's a lot easier, then they're certainly more than welcome to do that. So I was just talking to Nikki. So what did you want to do?
Well, why don't you get Mavis on the phone?
We'll talk to Mavis in a minute, but I was talking to Nikki about, she had a stomach ache, and I said, what'd you eat? And she said, a chef's salad. And I said, well, you know, I don't know who made it, but generally when they're made well, they're delicious. And she said, oh, yeah, that's right. And then she mentioned the restaurant she was at, and I said, well, there you go.
What'd you eat at?
I'm just kidding. She didn't say that. But I've gotten back on I'm on my diet. But I'm eating these Morningstar veggie burgers and stuff, and I'm eating the I don't know what they are. They're like they're fake patties. They're soy patties. And I've actually gotten to the point where I like them more than the other ones. But they tend to have a lot of calories in them, too. Some of them are up to 150 calories, 160.
Yeah, you get some, you get fewer.
Yeah, I know that. But, I'm holding myself down to 1,700 calories a day.
Phil, you're going to die at 1,700 calories a day. A man your size, you're going to die. You'll die, and you'll die slow.
No, I will not. Are you nuts or something? A diabetic, the diet that a lot of diabetics are on is 1,500 calories a day.
I'm not talking about a diabetic. I'm talking about a relatively healthy man like you. And if you limit yourself to 1,700 calories a day, you'll die a slow, horrible death.
Well, Phil, I don't know anything about calories, but good sweet God, are you trying to kill yourself?
Wait a minute. What's wrong with 1,700 calories a day?
But no, man, I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, right. So why don't you just butt out, okay?
How many calories in a steak?
How many calories in a steak? There's a really good question, bud. Try 3,000. The average steak, say a 10-ounce, 12-ounce steak, 3,000 calories, man. 3,000. Okay?
That's a load of hooey, and you know it, Phil.
Margaret, are you going to come over and sit down, or are you going to stand there at the corner smoking a cigar?
I like standing over here smoking the cigar and yelling things at you because I feel safe.
Great.
Well, what do you mean 3,000 calories? That's the biggest load I've ever heard.
3,000 calories. That's what I looked at, man. I got my calorie king. I break that thing out.
I think it must be a bigger steak than that, Phil.
What, are you walking further and further away?
I'm just seeing how strong my lungs are.
They will stay strong, Ms. Gray, with that cigar.
What?
That ain't gonna stay strong with that cigar.
But don't yell. Margaret, if you keep on yelling, I'm just gonna throw these guys out of the room and they can go talk to you out there.
Whatever.
So, yeah, 3,000 calories. 3,000 calories. Now,
what does that have on it?
Well, that's what I was gonna say. I mean, It must have been.
Itself doesn't have a lot of calories.
Well, it must have been a bigger steak than a 12 ounce. Maybe it was like a big 18 ounce, or maybe even a 20. Because I can, you know, when I ate steak before I went on my diet, I was eating porterhouse steaks for two. I mean, that's how I'm seriously. You know, I just ate a lot. So, if I sit down and have a 12 ounce steak, I might as well not even eat it. I would rather not. I would rather put the calories into something that's more plentiful. So. And I don't put anything on a steak. I eat it with just a salt, maybe salt, if that. And that's it. I don't put anything on a steak, you know. I can't tell you the last time I had a steak. So the question is, what'd you put on your chef's salad? I know. All kinds
of... Fat-free Italian dressing.
Fat-free Italian dressing. That's an oxymoron. No, that's... Okay, so that's that. Then what about all the other jazz you throw on that? Like, have...
Ham.
It's not light ham, is it? L-I-T-E?
I'm not sure.
Well, it's a damn good thing to have, I'll tell you that, man. You're not on a diet, are you?
Maybe.
Really? Well, see, chicks have got to go way down with the calories. You guys can't get away with 2,000 a day. You need to cut that almost in half, don't you?
It's not even necessarily about that. I'm just trying to keep sugars in check.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and if, you know, smaller portions obviously is going to lead to weight loss, but...
Sugar? You're putting sugar in check because of the fat because the calories it puts on, or because it drives, you know, because it's bad for the system in general?
Bad for the system, triglycerides and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's bad news, man. Yeah. Bad news, you
and
know.
And my vice is pasta and fruit.
Yeah,
and... Yeah.
fruit is, people don't know that, but fruit's really high calorically.
And that's, I mean.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Everything in moderation. Fruit is great for you. Natural sugars are great for you. You just have to limit it. You can't have, you know, 10 apples a day.
No. And I used to eat 10 apples a day.
Right.
I mean, I
love
that.
Fruit.
Me
I could
too.
Eat it all day.
Yeah. Bananas. I love bananas. Ugh, you can't have, so man, good. One banana is like 100 calories. So what are you going to do with maybe three bananas a day if you want to eat those? And I have that protein powder, which is. So all this stuff that I used to like to eat and the way I used to eat, I had to re-educate myself and retrain and become almost a different guy. And when I started doing that, then all of a sudden the weight started to come off. But, man,
absolutely.
It's not easy. And And you have to just give up on all this stuff that you used to eat. If you want to have 2,000, 1,700 calories a day, you can do it, and you don't have to be hungry, but you got to find all this new stuff to eat, you know? And part of it was me going and buying 45-calorie hot dogs, 40-calorie sliced bread.
40-calorie sliced bread? What kind of bread is it?
But you don't even know what that means, 40 calories a slice. It's just some nature's oven or nature's microwave or something from nature. All right, should we take a break? Yeah, we should. We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, more calorically and otherwise, when we come back. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, and we've been talking a little bit here about, you know, food and... What is that, man?
That's for the weight.
Turn the music. What?
That's for weight, talk of weight.
Talking about weight?
Yes, well, David thought it was a good idea because of Rudy Canosa using it.
So every time I'm talking about food?
No. That's not about food, about your weight.
Oh, about my weight, I see. So when I start talking about my the answer is no, you're not going to do that, bud.
Well, Mr. Hall said.
Mr. Hall, I'm telling you right now, you're not going to do it. Okay? You're not going to do it. Talking about my weight.
Well, this was a suggestion from Rudy.
Hey, Rudy doesn't run the show around here. And we're not going to have me being the object of... yeah, here he is. I just know it. What'd you do? Did you have him on speed dial or something?
Well.
Yeah, David.
I'm saying is I thought it was a good idea because what it does is it shows people the negative. When you hear the sound of a foghorn reinforces the low end, doesn't it? In terms of noise, we always think of a foghorn as reinforcing the low end. So you're there. So what you're doing, Phil, is you are reminding people of the large, big, fat, you know.
Big fat ass.
I didn't want to say it, but you had a big fat ass on somebody. By running, I thought it was an interesting form of public service when you're talking about diet.
No, it's not. It's humiliating and...
Well, come on, Phil. I mean, you're a bigger man than that.
I'm not going to have a foghorn when I'm talking about that. Now, I know that Canosa does it in his store, and that's fine. And if he wants to make fun of fat women walking through... First of all, I ain't fat anymore, okay? You're fatter than me. And if you want to get right down to it, your girlfriend's bigger than the two of us. How's that feel?
Man, I tell you, if you don't, baby, you know, if she, I don't care. You can insult her all you want, but she's liable to hear what you just said because I'm on my way over to pick her up right now. And if she did, then I got to listen to it all night. Thank you very much, Phil.
Well,
no. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. I'm telling you something that I think will help in terms of the audience identifying with you. When they hear that foghorn, they know that you did have a fat ass until you started losing weight. And now you don't, but my girlfriend...
Yeah, your girlfriend still does.
You know, okay, that's fine. But I'll tell you this much. I'm picking her up. You know, I'm a peaceful man. I'm picking her up in about 3, 2, 1. Here she is right now. She's coming out.
Okay, so she's coming out.
What's up? Yeah. Yeah, I know. She's giving me a hard time. Yeah, I know. I'm talking to him right now. Daphne, I'm talking to him right now.
Okay.
I'm talking to him right now. Okay, thanks a lot, Phil. Thank you very much.
Let me talk to her.
No, you're not going to talk to her. Thank you very, very much, Phil. I'm trying to help your show. You called my girlfriend a fat. He did it. Thanks a lot, Phil.
David, you know... Oh.
That was pretty low, Phil.
Hey, man, I got news for you. When that guy comes on my program...
Man? Is that what I am to you now?
I'm not saying man in the gender sense. I'm saying, hey, man, in the everyday man sense, and in the audience sense, in the member of panel sense, that guy comes on my show and starts talking to me about what would be a really cool thing to do for the audience. Play a foghorn, Phil, every time you talk about your fat ass. Will you get out of here with that, bud?
Sorry.
Every time you're talking about weight or diet... He's going to do that with me, right? So, first of all, he is bigger than me, and his girlfriend is bigger than the two of us.
But, Phil, you don't say that on the radio while she is getting ready to go out for
You're getting ready to go out for donuts?
I didn't say donuts.
Well, Margaret, we all know that's exactly what you were going to say, and then you realized that to say donut, you'd be playing right into Hendry's hands, And you wouldn't want that, now would you?
No, I wouldn't.
All right, well, then you didn't. And
whatever. So that's how that goes. That's how I'm going to play that game from here on in. And anybody who doesn't like it, you're right, I will. I'll take my ball and go home.
You said ball.
Right, I said ball, but I said it, not you. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, you said ball. All right, where are we at here, man? Did I already read the Snowden thing? Yes, I did. The Eric Snowden, he's the guy that is at South by Southwest. That's where the whole entertainment community is right now. Everybody that is involved in comedy, everyone that's involved in animation, everyone that's involved in music. And I didn't know that it had a technological a techno geek aspect to it. But I suppose everything having to do with that generation does have some element of technology associated with it, some way of communicating.
Well, Phil, more often than not, the modern technology isn't so much about communicating. It's some way of a young person sitting on their can and looking at made-up pictures of people and going, ah, ha, ha, ha. That's what my son's involved in. That's what a lot of them are.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that this generation is immersed in music, yes, comedy, yes, and the new technologies which allows them to sit for hours at a time watching this, you know, South Park and Bob's Burgers and Rick and the one you're on, Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
And, oh, do you think I just plugged your show?
Not my show. It's Justin Roiland's show.
Well, you're on it.
I've got a few episodes. I'm not on every episode.
Well, the point is, see, but you got me to mention it.
I didn't get you to mention anything.
I couldn't help but mention it, though. And in a way, you got me to do that.
How did I get you to do it?
Phil.
Margaret, you know, you know I'll back you up when I can. But if you're going to lead everybody into this quicksand of horse dung, you're on your own, lady. All we're going to see is your flowered hat floating on the top of that swamp and the two bugged-out eyes of an alligator sailing. Well, I don't even want to think about it.
Thank you very much. And what are you doing, sitting in the airboat?
I'm sitting in the airboat peeling a banana. There's only so much a man can do.
What are you guys talking about?
Dad, talking about leaving Margaret floating in a swamp.
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. When I can see, when I see how these cards are being played and that the alligator has got the ace down, no thank you. What's wrong with you?
Why don't you go grab some vanilla wafers, General?
The alligator's got the ace down. I'll tell you who has the ace down, okay?
Don't say it.
So what? So they're watching a lot of animation.
This animation thing's giving me the creeps. What's going on with that?
What do you mean?
There's a lot of you people, not you, but a lot of the younger people.
Animation's big. It's huge. It's huge. Animation is big and huge, number one, because it can be done less expensively now than ever before. And it is coinciding with this media, this technological revolution and this platform revolution where there are so many outlets. There's so many places to access information and entertainment that you need more content. And so animation is a great place to experiment with comedy, experiment with sci-fi, with fantasy, things like that. Maybe even some dramatic content. I don't know.
What dramatic content are you going to see on animation?
I don't know. A lot of the Japanese anime is dramatic, really super dramatic. I don't like Japanese anime. I never have. From the time I was a kid.
What? You don't like it, or?
Did you just hear yourself, Margaret? You're the one. You went boo 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 boo.
I can't. Why don't you butt out, please?
You said boo 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 boo.
Yes, so she said boo 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 boo.
Hey, I sat and listened to that air check from Friday, and I thought I was going to go ape when the two of you knuckleheads were going back and forth about the ha 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 ha.
That's right. You reminded me. You never did cop to that.
No, you guys sounded like jackasses. Did you want to hear the air check of that?
What?
Oh, the two of you guys talking about how to say ha 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 ha. I mean, after a while, it was. I'm telling you, it was high comedy. Now, what are we talking about here?
I asked you, why don't you like Japanese anime?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
You're prejudiced.
No, it's not prejudice. I'll tell you this. The very first Japanese anime I ever saw was the very first Japanese anime anybody in my generation saw, and that was Astro Boy.
Oh, God Astro Boy. Remember him?
And I didn't like Astro Boy. I didn't like anything about Astro Boy. I didn't like the way he looked. I didn't like the way he talked. And I didn't like the things he said.
Damn.
So that was it. And Astro Boy, so ever since Astro Boy, Japanese anime is not my thing, man. All right, we're going to come back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and continue maybe talk. You want to talk some more?
I'd like to talk a little bit more about the animation, yes.
All right, we'll talk some more animation. I know Rick and Morty, Dan Harmon and Justin Roiland did a very entertaining... Didn't they do AMA, Ask Me Anything?
Yeah, they did it on Reddit.
They did an AMA on Reddit, so you can go back and check that out as well today. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on philhendryshow.com. We are live and mobile on TuneIn, live and mobile on Listen Live on our website. Famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. You might have just flashed there on the news page there if you're watching Phil TV in HD, because we do have our internet computer and we are feeding every now and again a story, or we'll hear some audio or something, and you might have seen the a story that says Q&A on the disappearance of Malaysia Airline flight MH370, and there was a report that the Vietnamese Coast Guard might have found a piece of a door or an emergency door.
That mean they found it?
No, that doesn't mean they found anything, man. They think they did. They did not find it. They saw it from the air, and they've been trying to locate it. They saw it from the air using infrared and some kind of highly focused visual equipment, but they were seeing this thing at night. It looked to them like some kind of door from an aircraft, but they have to actually go down and physically grab it out of the water. So this is not, you don't just take a boat and go out, okay, let's go on the boat now and go out there into the ocean, because you don't know where the hell you're going. The first thing to do is take aircraft out there and get an overview of what the hell it is you're looking at, and then you can direct the craft there. So what were we doing, Margaret?
Well, you were talking about anime. I was thinking of the song by John Lee Hooker called Anime, and I got flushed, and then I realized you were talking about some cartoon, and then I realized it was some cartoon from Japan, and then I started to feel sick, and...
Well, why would you feel sick?
Don't jump all over that like I'm a racist, General. I just started feeling sick thinking that I'd gotten hot thinking about... You know, and it turned out to be some kid with almond eyes and a pigtail.
And a pigtail. That's what you said that once before. Almond eyes and pigtails, the order of the day.
I didn't say... Well, yes, about China in the 19th century.
But not about Japanese anime.
Not that I know of.
Oh, will you please grow up? Please.
What are you talking about, Phil?
Oh, get out of here. Pigtails and almond eyes. No, we were talking about anime, Japanese anime. Now, before we bring on here we have Justin McElroy. I'd like to get Justin Roiland on here, and maybe I will. Justin, when you're back from Austin, he is my boss and producer there on Rick and Morty.
What's the character you play?
I play Principal Vagina.
Holy jeez.
Yeah, it's a very small part, but it's fun. But Principal Vagina is, one of the, he's kind of a recurring character. But before we get Justin on here, Justin McElroy on here, and I think R.C. Collins as well, we're going to talk about, as we got into this thing about Japanese anime. I'm not saying that it's bad animation. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm saying me, personally. Okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
No, that's not what you're saying. You're saying it gives you the creeps based on almond eyes and pigtails.
Oh, God, Phil, you are a racist. I didn't...
You're the one that said it, not me.
Yes, Margaret, you said it.
About the Chinese.
Margaret.
About the Chinese. Not about the Japanese. I will not be painted into that corner. I will not be painted into the corner like the Shogun, like, the member Shogun and that Portuguese man with the funny-looking collar looked like his head was stuck in a birthday cake. No, no, that's not me.
His head stuck in a birthday cake?
Yes, Phil.
Yeah, remember on Shogun?
Nah, I barely remember Shogun.
Well, it was an interesting book.
Yeah, that's great. I remember it was a big, big weekly TV miniseries, Shogun. A lot of you kids aren't, I say kids, a lot of you are not old enough to remember Shogun. It was huge, man. It was huge. It was on, was that the 80s? I think it was the 80s. It never ended, too. Shogun was on every week on NBC, if I'm not mistaken. And it seemed like it was week in, week out, day in, day out. I don't think this thing ever ended, man. It must have been 50 weeks long.
Oh, get out of here. No, it wasn't.
Well, it never ended, man. Every damn week that thing was on. And I had not caught it from the beginning. And I refused to, I don't know why I refused to watch it. I'm not a big Richard Chamberlain fan. I just, that's that cat, I don't, you know, I don't want to. I just, you know, he's,
well, what's wrong with Richard? Oh, I get it. You think the guy's a little light, huh?
No, no, no. I just never liked the cat's characters. He always played characters that were, that, I don't know. I didn't like the guy. So, I admit he was a great, very fine actor. There's no question about, look, I just saw a Godzilla character on, what the hell is going on here?
That's that Godzilla on a TV show.
What the hell is this, man? I don't know. It's some commercial. It's Godzilla's, you know what this is? You know, oh, it's the Snickers bar. That's it. All right.
Snickers?
Yeah, it's Godzilla on a Snickers bar. Godzilla eats a Snickers and then turns back into their buddy, or turns back into good Godzilla. All right. There's a new Godzilla, I guess, out. And
how many more Godzilla gonna watch? That's the third Godzilla, man.
Yeah, this Godzilla is gonna be a better Godzilla, I think, because this Godzilla is probably gonna be more like the original Godzilla. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. Look, Phil, let's get back to the anime thing. Now, I thought anime...
No, it's not John Lee Hooker. I tell you what we will do is get our friend here, Justin McElroy, on the phone. Justin is talking to us here from... North L.A. County. Justin, of course, is a student at L.A. Canyon High School. He is a, right now, he's a junior and is soon to be a senior next year. And we have also from Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California, R.C. Collins to be talking with us as well about Japanese anime and what it is that each of you enjoy about this. I know that you guys are, let's start out here with you, Justin. I know that you're a Rick and Morty fan, right?
I like Rick and Morty. I think it's pretty interesting. I wouldn't say that I'm an anime fan. I'm an animation fan, but not an anime fan.
Okay, what animated shows other than Rick and Morty do you like?
Well, I mean, I'm still, you know, very high on... I'm still very high on South Park. I know a lot of people have... you know, I think there's a kind of, you know, an elitist... an elitist view of South Park... like, you know, my dad tries to pretend like he's all cool and he thinks he's cool by watching South Park, but, you know, my dad will say stuff like, oh, yeah, South Park used to be good. I go, Dad, you watched like two episodes of South Park and you thought it was, you thought it was horrid, you know, you thought it was just bad, you know, bad mojo for kids, and you never seen any since then. And he goes, I don't need to because it really sucks. I go, no, it doesn't, Dad.
Yeah, but that's not just adults. Aren't there people your age, or maybe even a little bit older, that think South Park has weakened?
Yeah, I think a lot of people who are elitist, in other words, they want to be the ones. They think they're the ones that discovered something first. You know, of all of my friends that discovered the really good animation, I have to tell you that I'm the one that discovered it.
You're the one that discovered it before anybody else.
Yes, sir, I am. I found South Park before anybody else did. I found Bob's Burgers before. Or I found Family Guy before anybody else did. Everybody that I know watches Family Guy from when it went back on the air. It went off the air one time from on I forget on whatever network it was.
It was on NBC, I thought, wasn't it?
You may be right. I don't know. I don't follow that garbage. Is that Seth MacFarlane?
Yeah, that is Seth MacFarlane.
It's a great show. I do follow it. I'm sorry. I know that sounds disingenuous. I didn't know it was Seth MacFarlane. I do watch...
Wait. I'm very interested. How did you go...
Phil, just keep talking to the young man.
No. How did you go from thinking it was garbage to, oh, is that Seth MacFarlane? No, I like that.
Because I remembered that I liked it. I didn't think I did.
Yeah, you remember you liked it just because you Seth MacFarlane.
That was incomprehensible, what you just said.
Well, Ms. Gray, this is Justin McElroy. It sounds like you said you liked it after you heard about Seth MacFarlane being, you know, that being his show because you think he's, you know, a good singer and he hosted the Academy Awards and everything.
I beg your pardon. You don't know a thing about me, young man. No, that is not why I said I didn't like it, but then I said, yes, I do like. Yeah, all right, yes, that is the reason why, but I'm not going to say that that is the reason why. Would you move on, Phil, to another question?
All right, I mean, you know, sounds like we,
No, we didn't do anything. I think the young man might have made a point.
So do you like Family Guy or not?
Oh, yeah, I...
No, not you, Margaret.
I said it's Seth MacFarlane, correct?
No, it's not.
I think it's garbage.
It is Seth MacFarlane. Mr. Henry lied to you.
You dirty... So you're making me look like an ass on a train.
Margaret, come on.
No, that's it. I'm just...
Make sure she doesn't leave.
She's not going to leave, are she? Yeah, are she?
No, she's not going to leave.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Henry.
No, you didn't do anything. Margaret, you know, I caught you, Margaret, in a typical, you know, talking out of both sides of your mouth.
I'm not doing anything of the sort.
Yeah, you are. When you find out, oh, Seth MacFarlane, oh, yes, no, yes, no.
Well, I can tell you, Mr. Henry, that when Family Guy went off the air the first time, all of my friends, you know, never even saw it. They never even watched it. They're all like, what are you talking about? I don't know. And I said, you got to watch Family Guy. It's bitching, you know. And they're all, no. And then it came back on, and I go, watch Family Guy. Now they're all fans of it. And I go, I'm the first one to watch it. And they go, no, you weren't. I go, yes, I was, man. So...
Nikki, say that again, because I don't think Justin heard you.
You're acting like such a hipster.
Well, I'm not acting. It is the truth. It's the truth of it. And you can ask my friends, okay? All of them said that they think that Family Guy's good. Well, no, they didn't, because they said it was bad.
Okay, what other show?
Well, I mean, I like South Park, Family Guy, Simpsons. I was the first one to watch that. Beavis and Butthead, I was the first one to watch that, and they're bringing that one back. And then another one was King of the Hill. And
so, in other words, every hit animation series, you were the first one.
Yeah, I was. I was. And the other thing is, well, I better not say, but I know of a couple that are going to be coming out, which I better not say what they are, but one of them's based on a movie that was really funny.
All right.
And I could tell you the name of it.
No, I don't want to know the name of it if you're not supposed to say the name of it. We'll be right back here. Justin McElroy, we're going to get R.C. Collins back up here with us as well, talking about animation, anime, you know, all of that, man. All of that stuff here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Back in just a minute here. Back, Phil Henry Show.
What's that?
It's the Isley Brothers.
Well,
don't give me that well.
No, it's because he's racist, Mr. Henry. No, I'm not.
What don't you like about it?
I don't like songs that go, hey, it's very not, it's, a lot of people can't relate to it.
That's his way of saying he don't like black music.
I didn't say that at all.
Well, I better not find out that's the reason, okay, bud?
I didn't do anything.
Hey, when are you getting married, by the way? You've got this young lady, beautiful young girl.
Bud, your girlfriend is the most beautiful African-American girl. What's her name?
Vivian.
Is he going to marry her?
You announced some big engagement, didn't you?
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Well.
What'd she do, break it off?
No, but she got mad at me.
What for? Bet you she heard something you said on the air.
No, she didn't. She just got mad at some stuff that I did.
You better not be, I swear to God, bud, you better not be storing hot bikes or anything.
I did not. I didn't steal any.
I don't care if you didn't steal any. Have you got stolen motorcycles in your garage? Yes or no?
Well, Mr. Henry, he's not going to say nothing if he does.
Yeah, Phil, I think you're trying to get the kid to admit something that'll get him in trouble.
I'm telling you right now, if you do, you better get rid of it.
I didn't do anything.
I didn't say you stole it. I'm saying you're keeping stolen stuff, aren't you? You are. You don't have to say another word. You are. Bud, if I find out that stuff's still there tomorrow, you're fired.
I only did one time.
No wonder the chick doesn't want to marry you, man.
She didn't say she don't want to marry me.
Yes, she don't want to marry you, man, if you're going to go to prison.
I'm not going to go to prison.
Then you better get rid of that stuff. And I don't care who these guys are that are asking you to... Who the hell is taking advantage... I don't know who these people are that are taking advantage of you.
They're taking advantage of him, Phil, because they think he's some kind of a retard with that plate in his head.
Is that it, bud?
No.
Well, you better not let people think you're some kind of a schmuck. You're going to go to jail for people. Cops are going to find his stuff in your garage, and you're going to go to jail, and whoever it is you're storing that stuff for is going to be walking. You think they're going to be your friend?
These are guys I've known a long time.
These cats are not your friend.
Bud, take it from me. You can't let some guy chump you like that. Brother, you got to stick up for yourself. It's every man for himself in this world, and if you can't stand up on your own 2 feet, well, you're going to walk out of there with a flower shoved up in it. Just like Lloyd, he said you'll be butt up with a flower in it. You'll be more than ass up. Why, I knew a guy.
All right, thank you very much, General. That's great. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Phil, for allowing me to...
You're welcome, sir. Thank you.
You're a great American, sir.
Thank you.
All right. So you heard what I said. You've heard the last word on this from the Hendry Show. No, 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 no.
But you've got to have some kind of... You must have wax teeth for a brain to think that you're going to get away with that. That kind of stuff, that's real punk stuff, real chump change.
I only said I'd hold on to it for a couple of days.
Yeah, 2 days is all it takes, man. All you need is that, you're going to see those cherries, that red light swinging around in your window, waking you up from a deep, drunken sleep. You'll be stumbling out into the yard in your underwear. All of a sudden, freeze!
Shut up!
Yep, that's what you'll hear.
Yo, Seth, drop to your knees, hands on your head. Shut up! I'm not going to... You better not.
Well, what do you think you're going to do about it? So you better get rid of... I'm not kidding you, right?
Yeah.
So no wonder she doesn't want to marry you. I don't blame her, you know?
Yeah, Mr. Henry wouldn't marry you himself.
No, I would. What do you mean? Yeah, it's real funny. All right. Let's get back to our friends here. R.C. Collins is also joining us, along with Justin McElroy, as we talk about animation and the future of animation. R.C., you know Bud. Maybe you can give him a couple of ideas.
Well, you know something, Bud. I'm going to tell you something. I've known you a long time, and you got to have some... You must have a king-size turd for what used to be your brain to do a thing like that.
Yeah, you're talking all big now.
Shut up, Bud. Listen to him.
I'm talking big now because I've changed my ways, and I don't do none of that anymore. And you got to have... Man, I can't. I hope that when they finally do discover where your brain was left, that it's largely undamaged.
Well, you know, if you had friends, you'd do the same thing.
I got friends, and I ain't going to do that for them, no how. Let me tell you what, friend. My friends would never leave me twisted in the breeze, just going,
shut up!
Well, they wouldn't. I'll tell you that right now.
All right, R.C., thank you for that. I think that's much needed. You heard what Justin said. He is a South Park fan. He's pretty much a fan of all of the current animation. Are you an anime fan?
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Henry, I was an anime fan briefly. There were a couple of The Shadow was one. I liked that one where that ghoul, the ghoul-like shadow, followed that kid home on her train ride and stuff. But mostly I'm a traditional animation fan. And while I do share the enthusiasm of Justin McElroy,
my name is Justin McElroy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Justin McElroy.
Are you guys sharing the same phone?
No, I'm on another phone.
Okay, so they came in, they called in on different lines?
No, they're on one line.
They're on one line?
Yeah.
And you guys are on two separate phones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How can they be on two separate phones and they're calling in on one line?
I'm just looking at one line here.
You're looking at one line? Is that the only one lit?
No.
Well, how many are lit, Bud?
Two.
Well, then that's how many they're calling it? What a moron. God.
Bud, do you have two lines open?
Well, yeah.
Then that's how many are calling. All right, guys. So, in any event, Justin, you say that... sorry about the mispronunciation of your name. All right, R.C., go ahead.
Well, yeah, sorry, Justin. Okay. I would say that I agree to a point... I am looking forward to a couple of more new offerings from the producers of King of the Hill. I don't want to say what. The Beavis and Butthead reboot is very interesting, but for the most part, I like Rick and Morty. But I would say that the animation's going to have to really pick it up and be edgier and be more. I think really on the edge and really start going for it in 2014.
All right, what do you mean going for it? What kind of material would you like to see done? Justin, what do you think?
Well, I would say that for me, I'd like to see more plot lines developed along the lines of more daring sexual plot lines involving underage students with teachers. I'm not that I agree with that. I don't agree with it at all. I think it should be shown to be a bad thing. I think it should. But I would say, for instance, a weekly series, and RC and I had been developing one called Mrs. Blaine's, and Mrs. Blaine's is a teacher who has sex with all the male students and is constantly running afoul of the administration. And it's all about how the students finally teach Mrs. Blaine's that she can't be having sex with them. And they do it. The good part about it is they do it by having sex with her and saying, see, Mrs. Blaine's, we're having sex with you. See, it's not no good and everything. Yeah, it's a pretty funny premise, and that's an idea that we had. Another idea.
Whoa. I mean, you guys really think you're going to sell that?
Sell what?
Mrs. Blaine's.
Yeah, Mrs. Blaine's is a very good idea, and you'll see. You'll know. When you see it, then you'll see. Then you'll know. Yeah, you'll see, Mr. Henry, then you'll know.
Yeah, okay. We're running out of time. Any other ideas?
Yeah, another idea that we have is the cuckoo mill or the cuckoo factory. The cuckoo factory is a nut house like a Tascadero where there's forensic criminals, serial murderers, and the like, who are running a weekly crap game.
All right, hold. You guys are going to have to pick this up at another time, another place. I apologize, everybody. It's the Phil Henry Show and PhilHenryShow.com. We will see you guys on the flip side. That is tomorrow. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, RC. Talking about animation, anime, and anime, and all that stuff. We'll pick it up with those guys. And we'll see you guys tomorrow night, 7 Pacific, daytime. Hanging out of my bed.